2010, coming up on the program today, sucking down the AC, plus masturbating on a trampoline, and forcing your dog to wear a condom. All of this plus your emails, today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, everybody, Timothy James Henson back here with you to end the week with the Friday program. I'm very excited. This is the last show I'll be doing before I turn 30. I know you guys have a lot of stuff planned for me, so let the birthday activities commence. I'm just waiting for things to kick off here. Oh, that's right. You guys have planned nothing for me, nor have you sent me any gifts, nor have I received any birthday wishes. I feel like the ugly redhead from a John Hughes movie. I'm very disappointed in you freaks. You have failed me once again, but that's okay. I'm going to give myself a little gift in the form of stutterers. If you remember, probably about a year or two ago, I was talking about stutterers, and the audio from that program made its way onto YouTube, where a bunch of stutterers made some nasty comments about me. It was a very popular YouTube video. Primarily because all of these stammering idiots came out of the woodworks to, rake me over the coals. Now look, I'm not saying that stutterers are bad people, I'm just saying that it's incredibly funny to listen to them struggle. Now I've got a clip here from the website stuttertalk.com, which I guess is some sort of talk show, which is a great idea. Let's give people with speech impediments their very own audio-based talk show, where they have to speak. I'm sorry, it's a talk show. All right, so here we go. This is the host of Stutter Talk, and he's calling an airline. I guess this is to illustrate how hard it is for stutterers to talk on the telephone.
Thanks for calling.
This is
General
Sales.
How may I assist you?
Hi. I actually was having a lot of trouble with your automated system because I stutter, so it kept misunderstanding me.
That would be funny to listen to this guy go through an automated phone system.
Main menu. Please say one of the following: my account, billing, frequent flyer miles, or speak with a customer service representative. I'm sorry, I didn't get that. Please try again.
Freak.
I'm sorry. I still didn't understand that.
Why are there so many fucking F's? That's what I have a problem with.
I heard you say billing. Is that right?
That's my favorite thing that stutterers do. Like, if there's a combination of letters that give them a problem, they'll try to just not say those words. So instead of saying frequent, it'll be like, frequent. Just avoid those problem letters altogether. Most stutterers won't even acknowledge the letter S. It goes Q-R-T-U-V in the alphabet. What I find hilarious, though, is like the real problem combination letter for stutterers is S-T. You know, and to me, that's kind of cruel that you would name this affliction something that stutterers really have a hard time saying. I'm a stutterer.
Misunderstands a lot of people.
Yeah.
What's your account number?
I don't have an account number. I just had some questions to ask you.
Okay.
Oh, lady. Do you really know what you got yourself into? Settle in.
Well, my wife has a really bad back, and she's...
I thought he was going to say, my wife has a really big penis.
Probably going to have...
sex?
Surgery soon. So here's my question. If we were to buy tickets for, let's say, April, which is when we want to go to Omaha, and if we had to cancel the flight.
Yes. Ding ding ding.
Would we?
That would be a great game show. Guess what the stutterer is saying.
Would we be able to get our money back, or would we lose the money for her back injury?
And any fair difference?
Well, if we got a
you get the idea.
Saying that she could.
I've got a couple more examples of kids stuttering. ABC News did a piece on this stuff, and this poor girl can't even get her name out, but her stuttering is kind of cool.
Listen to her introduce herself.
My name is
a car that's overheating. Pauline! Or something. By the way, you know this is a serious affliction because of the sad piano music in the background.
Rebecca.
Oh, it's...
class.
It's Rebecca, not Pauline. Let's listen to her talk a little more and then we'll move on.
If someone was... teasing.
That's like a sex moan stutter right there. Come on, baby. You like that? You like it when I fucking plow into your twat? Take it, whore!
What is it like to you when you're speaking?
I'm gonna make you talk some more. Let me ask you some more questions here.
And you're stuck on something.
Frustrating. Because sighing. How exactly what I want to say, and I can say it in my head so many times.
Get that poor girl a glass of water or something, God. All right, moving on now. I've got probably the funniest rape-related local news story, and of course it involves a little TNB. Take a listen to this.
And Mark, the woman, the victim, tells us that a man broke into her house and tried to rape her. Her brother went in and he tried to help her out, but the man got away, leaving behind, though, evidence of his visit. Kelly Dodson was asleep with a little girl inside their apartment on Webster Drive when
I was attacked by some idiot from out here in the projects. Dodson.
I love that she just refers to the rapist as an idiot. Most rape victims are crying, oh my god, he was a monster! What he did to me! This goddamn knucklehead tried to stick his dick in my pussy! Fool! Alright.
Dodson says her attacker used a garbage can to climb onto the unit's ledge, open the upstairs window, and then he got in bed with her.
He tried to rape me. He tried to pull my clothes off.
Dodson struggled with her attacker, knocking over items in her bedroom. Antoine Dodson heard his sister scream and ran to help.
Well...
Uh-oh. I can tell right here.
Well... Well...
It's gonna get real black in a second.
Well... Obviously, we have a rapist in Lincoln Park. He's climbing in your windows. He's snatching your people up, trying to rape them. So y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife and hide your husband because they're raping everybody out here.
Yeah, hide your butthole too.
The attacker got loose and went out the upstairs window, but he did leave something behind.
We got your t-shirt, you didn't left fingerprints and all. You are so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
A crime scene investigator.
I like that guy. He's speaking directly to the rapist now.
A crime scene investigator photographed and dusted for prints on the lid of the garbage can and the window pane and ledge. Dodson says he's never seen the perp before, but sends this warning to whoever is responsible.
You don't have to come and confess that you did. We're looking for you. We gonna find you. I'm letting you know that, so you can run and tell that, homeboy.
Now, if you have any information on this crime, you're urged to...
I want you to listen very closely to this this reporter now. There's one little piece that she says that I find fascinating.
Now, if you have any information on this crime, you're urged to call Huntsville Police Department. We'll have much more from the victims of that attack coming up tonight at 6.
Yeah, right there. Even the local news realizes that they've struck fucking gold with this rape victim and her brother. We're going to have much more from the victims during the 6 o'clock hour, so don't go anywhere. I've got one more great clip from the Blacks. Thank you, Blacks, for giving me so much comedy today. This is a little kid describing a house fire on the news.
I was outside sitting in the chair. Then I saw some fire. Then I opened the door. Then it said, bloom.
Bloom! I love the way this kid speaks.
I was outside sitting in the chair. Uh-huh. Then I saw some fire. Then I opened the door. Then
bloom.
It said, bloom. Then I said, my house on fire.
Full bloomade. I've got a Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee. This was sent in by Haley's Comet. He says, I can't stop laughing at this guy, and he's so gleeful about the impending suffering of anyone who doesn't agree with him. Apparently, this Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee features a lame keyboard, a utard, and an end times nut job. There's the lame keyboard. Here we go.
Freedom's gone, your friends are gone, but when I'm raptured, I'll be gone. It's prophesied, it's prophesied. You can run, but you can't hide.
Creepy.
Some will live, some will die. A few will go to meet his bride.
What? Second verse, here we go!
Tribulation will arise.
Now, I'm going to fast forward to the last verse here. This is where it gets really crazy. Apparently, Obama is the beast or something?
Obama is beast number 3, a leopard which comes from the sea. He's got 4 heads. Got 4 wings. The Bible calls him the Leopard King. It's prophesied, it's prophesied. Obama's on the losing side. He'll start a war that he can't win. Obama is the Leopard King.
All right, cuckoo, ca-choo. Let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Yes, again, Distorted View has a new post office box. If you've got something you'd like to send to me, it is Distorted View, P.O. Box 211072, Columbus, Ohio, 43221. Of course, I'll put that on the show notes today. Don't forget to sign up for the Sideshow. It is only $5 a month or $50 a year. Oh, that would be a nice birthday gift for me. Or if you're already a member and would just like to PayPal me some more money because, you know, there's not a lot of money in podcasting, I gotta be honest with you. So donations are always gladly accepted. My PayPal address is show@distortedview.com. It really does help ensure that the cum farts never run dry. All right, this weekend I'll be doing some Sideshow exclusive stuff. I'm not sure if I'm going to be doing an actual weekend program. It might be a voicemail show or a video cast or something. But there will be Sideshow exclusive content this weekend. Be on the lookout for that. All right, 3 quick stories and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, this one happens to come from our most fucked up state. Stay with me!
Florida. Our most fucked up state.
Yes, Coral Springs, Florida. A Florida mother is on a mission to let the public know how her son died. Mona Casey's 15-year-old son, Charles Gray, was found slumped over the air conditioning compressor outside of their home. He died after huffing or inhaling the refrigerant. Allison, earmuffs. We don't need her getting any new ideas.
Like I'm walking on sunshine. Like I'm walking on sunshine. It's like I'm walking on sunshine.
That's what leads kids to huffing. All right, yes, he died after huffing or inhaling the refrigerant right out of the AC compressor. The refrigerant had displaced the air in his lungs. Like many, Casey thought the refrigerant was buried deep in the unit, but that's not the case. All anyone has to do is unscrew a valve cap similar to that on a car tire. Well, if it's that easy, then it must be okay. What a stupid child. I'm sorry, your child was an idiot. At this point, 15 years old, he should know better. My husband came home and saw someone hunched over by the AC unit. He basically said, "What are you doing?" And when he did that and touched my son, he fell over. Not a good sign. And when he fell over, he made this strange sound like the air was coming out of his lungs. Through her grief, Casey founded the group United Parents to Restrict Open Access to Refrigerant, or Uproar. Her organization is made up of parents who have lost children and family members to huffing refrigerant. Casey said teens will put refrigerant in a big trash bag and put the bag over their whole body. Studies show the number of people admitting to huffing refrigerant has gone up 158%. Thank you, intervention. A company called Novent has created a tamper-resistant cap that restricts access to the refrigerant. It can only be opened with a special key. Quote, "Now that this product is available, this is a product we will offer or make it a mandatory install with the unit," said the president of Art Plumbing and Air. Huffing, by the way, can cause brain aneurysms and heart attacks, in addition to death. On the flip side, it makes you really feel awesome. It's so cool. You're all lightheaded, and it feels like you're flying. You want to fly, kid? I got some good stuff for you. Just suck on that AC unit. All right, second story we have for you today. Well, the judicial system has failed us once again. A naked trampoline man has avoided jail sentence. James Burden, 55, was spotted by a neighbor in the garden of his Falkirk home. That's over there in the UK. Falkirk Sheriff Court heard Burden had his manhood in one hand and a cigarette in the other when the neighbor saw him. Sounds like he was relaxing. She called the police and Burden was arrested and charged with shameless indecency. Mike McMahon, prosecuting, said he told police he had gone out to the trampoline and had masturbated himself there. Right? He was caught jumping up and down, naked on the trampoline. Asked why he did it, Burden told officers, "Yeah, just for the thrill of it. I never masturbated jumping up and down on a trampoline. It's something I wanted to try. It was on my bucket list." Asked why he looked at his neighbor's window, he said, "Because I saw the light on, and I thought possibly there might be a chance I could see some snatch, or at least a tit, maybe a side view or something. It's the same reason anyone looks through a window. Stupid idiot." He did add that, "I didn't intend anyone to see me." Burden pleaded guilty to a single charge of public exposing his person in a shameless and indecent manner and approaching his neighbor's house and placing the occupant in a state of fear and alarm. He appeared for sentencing at Falkirk Sheriff Court earlier this month but attempted to withdraw his plea. Gordon Addison, defending, said his client now claimed to have only pleaded guilty to avoid the embarrassment of a trial. Sheriff Caldwell refused to allow Burden to withdraw his guilty plea, saying he had confirmed it in court after months of legal advice and placed him on the sex offenders register. At the court appearance on Thursday, Sheriff William Gallagher put Burden on probation for a period of 3 years and warned him if he did not comply with the order, he may be removed from the community. Just take away his trampoline, that's the real problem. He said, "I have read the reports and you will be provided with the support that you need. It's essential the community is not faced with this sort of behavior again. Breach the probation in any way, and you may be removed from the community." So there you go. That's what's happening in the UK today. Slow news day, no doubt. And finally, We've got a story from Windsor, Ontario. A man who put a condom on his dog's penis and tied it tight says he wasn't trying to torture his pet. He was trying to stop it from urinating in his apartment. Oh. And Hollow Abbey Wickrama, 51, pleaded guilty in court on Monday to one count under the criminal code of causing unnecessary pain, injury, or suffering to an animal. He's very sad. He never meant to hurt his dog, said Kevin Shannon, the dude's lawyer. Local animal lovers were outraged in May when Abbey Wickrama's dog, Tyson, was discovered with a grotesquely withered penis. That's how most people describe my cock when they see it. After the crying and the screaming. Yes, at Monday's plea hearing, the court heard that the dog was less than 2 years old and had been causing a mess in Abbey Wickrama's residence. The local Humane Society's manager of field operations, Nancy McCabe, said that when she saw the dog, its exposed penis had become bloody and blackened. Damaged beyond repair, the dog was euthanized for humanitarian reasons. I mean, if the dog's penis looks weird, just put it down. Poor thing. All right, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, let's see what my freaks have to say today.
Happy birthday, Timmy Boo.
Yeah,
with all your
birthday
dreams come true. I know exactly what I was going to get you, but I can't find a man who will drop some goo on you.
Jagoo. Oh, we should end with Jagoo. That's the perfect ending. Rhymed.
Timothy James, sweet daddy bear, Henson. Okay, your Indiana listener. First up, I'm just calling in to say happy birthday.
Yes, another happy birthday.
Play it earlier or later, hopefully on time or what.
Perfect
but anyways,
timing.
Happy birthday and many more to come until the day that you need to be euthanized, of course.
Right.
And secondly...
And I fully expect you guys to take care of that for me.
I was just wanting to
Hunt
call
me down.
In with a bit of a gamer freak moment for you.
Okay.
A cousin of mine... plays World of Warcraft on a PvP server, and the other day he was showing me screenshots from a recent raid. Well, as I'm looking, I realize that one of the people in his guild is named Timmy Boo.
Really?
T-I-M-M-I-B-O-O. So yeah, you've got more gamer freaks than me out there for
yes.
sure.
Yes.
Anyway, call in, I'll call
in. I'm always so surprised that stupid Timmy Boo name caught on. Everyone calls me that now.
Hey Tim, this is a long-time listener, Old War Pink. Been a sideshow member probably for about 3 years.
Oh, boy.
This message really isn't for you. I hope you play it, though. It's more for the dumbass Spiral Ham Fucker. You know what, dude? Spiral Ham Fucker, you're not funny. You have no substance. You call in with this, like, mindless rambling shit about
Ooh.
Being drunk or high or whatever, trying to be funny. And
Them
it's
are
just
fighting
not
words.
Funny. And on top of that, you call in, like, Corey's show twice in a row, sometimes three times in a row. And it just sucks. It makes the voicemails kind of suck. You know what? If you think you're so fucking funny, why don't you start your own podcast and see how many people listen up?
All right. There's a challenge to the Spiral Hamfucker. Yeah, last night I was hanging out with a friend, and I got a phone call from a number that I did not recognize, so I didn't answer it. And they left a voicemail for me, and it was fucking Christmas shoes. And I was so fucking pissed off. I was like, God damn it, the listeners have found out my phone number. But it was actually just Corey. Corey calling me to wish me happy birthday and talk about stuff. He called back and had a good conversation. I don't think I ever spoke to Corey on the phone in person, so it was good to talk to him for a while. Okay, moving on now.
Hey, Timmy Boo. It's underage listener Alex from California. Two things. One, I was thinking, if you were to make, like, a CD or a digital download of all your, audio clips and sound stuff that you play.
Yeah, I thought about that.
You know, the regular ones you play all the time. I think that would really go over well with the...
I don't know if I'd be able to do that.
I know I, for one, really enjoy playing a lot of those for friends and people like that because a lot of them are just ridiculous and also really hard to find.
I know.
Two, I was the one that sent in the Sex and the Seniors claimation thing with the...
Oh! Thank you. I don't know if I gave you credit or not, but thank you. I actually found the full video... Sex and the Seniors, the whole claymation, it's about 10 minutes long, but I haven't played it yet on the show for you. I have to see if there's any good clips.
You do, Timmy. Hey, I was sitting here thinking, I was kind of wondering, you know, this isn't a straight or gay category question. We all know the answer to that one by now. But I was curious, when was the last time you were actually had sex with a person? You know,
none of your business.
Count. An actual person, though. No masturbating. None of that good shit. So, kind of curious, buddy. Let us know.
It was recent. relatively
recently.
Okay, this week.
This is BezosSweetie.com. Letter for Governor of Tennessee. If you make me a governor, I will get rid of every three-toed sloth in the state of Tennessee.
All right, I get it. Thank you.
Hey, Timothy James Henson. This is Sir Roybus calling in. In true retard fashion, I figured out that the Mountain Dew distortion flavor was in fact green after I made the phone call. I did have trouble finding it, though. I got the last bottle at the 7-Eleven. Was not impressed.
No.
On the other hand, I did find
I thought it was okay. It wasn't bad. It's not as bad as the was it the red one that I hated?
Of, just Mountain Dew. And it was like Voltage, and it tasted delicious, like sour gummy worms. Jagoo.
Jagoo.
Hey,
I think Mountain Dew is doing another Dumocracy thing with diet flavors, aren't they? Oh, some exciting. I'm not sure about it. Don't quote me on that. I may have been hallucinating. Throwback is coming back. Pepsi and Mountain Dew Throwback within the next couple weeks.
Hey, Tim. Just want to say, Jagoo.
Jagoo, my friend. Jagoo.
Big flaming homo queer.
Well.
I hope this costs a lot of money calling you, because I am not going to use the cell phone after this call. So, Jagoo, goodbye.
Jagoo, okay.
Hey, Tim, Tone Deaf Sean here. Hey, it's so funny, I just finished listening to I just called to say I love you by Mel Gibson, mashup.
Oh, really?
If you go to thefunk.com.
The what? The Funk.
Somebody just released it.
Oh, well, there you go. I'll have to find that, and maybe we'll play it on Monday's program.
Hey, Tim. First and foremost, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Buffalo from Puerto Rico.
Ooh.
You know, I turned 30 as well, July 27th. And, you know, my best friend, he bought me the most awesome present ever. Actually, he bought me the Tonetta album.
Wow.
77. Pretty awesome.
I haven't purchased that. I wonder if they're still available.
It's on my shelf. And when people see it, just tell them it's a Christian album. You know, it's a little hard to explain when you see the track.
It's a Christian album.
And they see a really big cock.
Yeah, got a really, 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 really big cock.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. Yeah, I want to, I'm definitely going to order that Tonetta album before it's too late.
Hey, Tim, it's me, Alex Collins from Pittsburgh today. Yesterday's show was the Thursday Sideshow exclusive show. Please do more stuff like that on the voicemail line again, please. Because I would love to hear, Silver Distress calling going, hey guys, it's Silver Distress, why don't you love me? Why don't you love me?
I don't know exactly what he's talking about. I don't know what I did on the voicemail line yesterday. I probably got mad at someone and stopped the call before they could go on. I don't know. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God.
Had your kids, had your wife, and had your husband because they're raping everybody out here.
Subscribe via iTunes. Spread the distortion. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. I will be back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, bye, everybody.
New York City, and well, how's everybody doing here? It's a wonderful Friday night, yes it is, and I'm so happy to be here. I'd like to say happy birthday to Mr. Tim, I don't know if you go by Tim or Timothy, I'm going to say Tim Henson, y'all, I said Tim, I didn't say Jim Henson done passed on, I said Tim Henson, of Distorted View. If you get a chance, y'all tune in. Mr. Tim Henson. Happy birthday, my friend. I wish I could have done it last week. But your birthday came after the show. But I'm so glad I could do this for you here. Listen here. Well, see, the whistle don't work. We're going to pretend it said that. Listen. We're going to pretend it said the whistle here. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm so happy to be here. It's a wonderful evening here. Another Friday night. We made it. Yes, we did. For those of you who passed on, well, it's been wonderful. To y'all that went to hell, y'all had a good time here. Had a good time up here. Why stop now? Y'all, look here. I'm going to get off into this here show. Look, I got my hat on for you, Tim. I got everything. Look at him. Just for you, Tim. Happy birthday, my friend.